You're listening to Dropping the Gloves with former NHL All-Star John Scott, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome. Dropping the Gloves. Jason Demare is on the show. Jason, what time is it there? What time?
I think it's 9:45.
So we've been trying to hook up now for the last 6 hours.
Pretty much.
Maybe I'd say more.
Maybe 48 at this point.
So I'm just curious. Walk us through the last couple, like month even. Because what have you been doing? Like, honestly, have you trying to get into the NHL, has that been your goal the last 3-4 months? Like, what's been going on?
So, I mean, not many people know this, but I mean, it's probably, it'll come out eventually, but I mean, I wasn't really getting any calls before the season in NHL, and that was, you know, that was the primary goal. And I ended up having something happen I had to take care of. I ended up having back surgery.
No kidding.
So I had, so I didn't really tell anyone and had a lot of other changes in career-wise. So I kind of just was rehabbing in Arizona and skating on my own at ASU and just trying to get healthy. And then probably about a month before the Channel 1 Cup in Moscow, I got a phone call from Team Canada, and they said, hey, like, how's everything going? And at that point, I was just kind of comfortable enough to be like, okay, like, I'm good to go. And, like, you know, attempt to play. And so I kind of told them the situation and said, you know, I'm 100% or as close to. So they invited me out to the Channel 1 and said, you'll play the Channel 1 Cup and then the Spengler Cup. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do that. Maybe this jump starts something to potentially getting me back into North America. We'll see. If not, you know, I'm just going to go enjoy some hockey. And then I was kind of also looking at the how the league was dealing with COVID. And I said, well, you know, I kind of don't think they're going to go into the Olympics. So I said, potentially I could springboard myself to go into the Olympics as well and jump in on that team. So I went to the Channel 1. I mean, played my first game in Moscow in 8 months against Russia. It was like the 75th anniversary of the Channel 1. So the place was like rocking and they had like Larionov was on the ice, Fedosov, all these guys. So it was like one of their biggest games in a while, and it's against Canada. So, you know, they're coming pretty hard, and it was just amazing how just kind of felt like my first game pro again. So, but got through that. And then after that, you know, we're playing with a bunch of KHL guys there and guys from some Swedish leagues and great players and great guys. And they all asked me what I was doing. And I was like, you know what? I don't know what's going on in the NHL and this and that. And so I ended up talking with some teams in the KHL and said, you know what, I'm not going to wait around anymore. I'm just going to go play somewhere. So I decided to go play with Akbars in Kazan for the season. And, you know, they were nice enough to offer me a deal and bring me over there. So we ended up going there for 5-6 games. And then they called me for the Olympics, and I found out, you know, a week ago, and I've been here. I literally flew to Zurich, and that's the short version of it. And the long one is just, it's been a whirlwind of a year. It's been crazy, but I mean, it's, I'm excited to be playing and being back competing and, you know, playing with this team we got here and these guys. It's been a lot of fun. So
what's, I'm naive. What's Channel 1? Why don't I know what that is?
So Channel 1's like a tournament that Canada doesn't usually go in it, but I think because of the Olympics,
yeah,
they jumped in. Like, they used to go, it's a tournament that they've never won. It's usually hosted in Russia, and it's like Russia, Finland, Sweden, Czech Republic, and I think we jumped in this year kind of as like a backup plan in case the Olympics were going. They wanted to see guys and stuff like that. So, okay. And then the Spengler ended up getting canceled because of COVID. So it literally just, I ended up going from there to Kazan and then played the games out there and literally now I'm here. So and we fly out to China in a couple days here.
That's insane. That's absolutely crazy.
It's been nuts, man. Like, especially coming from back surgery and being in Arizona, literally skating by myself 2.5 months ago to 3 months ago, I was skating by myself at the university practice facility, just doing down and backs and
trying
to get back to normal. Yeah. So it's
and now wild. You're going to represent Canada in the Olympics 2022 in Beijing. What, like, at what point you're playing in the Channel One, you probably would have went to the Spengler Cup. At what point do you start hearing little whispers like, hey man, the NHL is not going to go to Beijing. Like, we better like get prepped to go to China. This is going to be our time here.
Well, you know, I was in Arizona last year and I was kind of part of the, you know, I was one of the guys that was on all the NHLPA calls for the past 2 years and part of those CBA talks. And I mean, I had a feeling the whole time, you know, does Gary Bettman really want guys playing in the Olympics?
Not a chance.
I mean, I think the having them play in the NHL is more important for business. And, you know, that seems to me Olympics, you know, mainly for the NHL as a whole, like, you know, when playing in Kazan and the KHL, like they seem to relish in the fact that guys on their team get to go play in the Olympics, and especially like the leagues out here in Switzerland and all that. So it's a little bit different. Just the energy towards the Olympics in Europe compared to North America. So, I mean, I just had a feeling, and then I was like, you know what, worst case, I'm going to play. I'll get some exposure. You know, if I end up going to Europe for the year and seeing what's next on the docket next year, that's fine. I'll get some games and I'll get 3-4 months of hockey in and stay fresh and competitive hockey as well. So I just decided to talk with my family and my girlfriend and we were kind of like just came to the decision to take a crack at Europe and see what happens. And I mean, it worked out. So hindsight being 20/20, it worked out pretty good.
So now you're in Zurich. Why go to Zurich? Like what? I'm so confused. So Team Canada, like, is the whole team there? Are you guys just hanging out in the hotel, getting ready to go to Beijing? Like, why is
Zurich? Yeah, we're, you know, with COVID protocols and stuff like that, you know, we had to find a safe place to kind of, because, I mean, the main thing is getting over to China and keeping the team that they picked healthy. So, you know, we're in a bubble and it's been really good. They've kept everything like separate, you know, and it's been a really good setup. Like, we're pretty well quarantined and we're close to the rink here. So it's, you know, we have our own part of the hotel. It's been good. So, and it's just like getting all the guys together and getting some practices under our belt. And then, you know, just getting all the guys together. So it's been really good. You know, they've done a great job here. And I mean, you know, if you know Team Canada at all, like, they spare no expense.
So. I don't.
Well, you've heard about
Jason,
it.
Jason, stop. Whispers.
You've heard whispers. I mean, to be honest, I didn't know. So I was like, no, I'm like, oh yeah, well, they really don't spare any expense. It is what you hear. And it's like, you know, they just take care of the guys so well. And, you know, they've been treating us great. So it's just like getting us all the testing requirements done so we can go to China. And then,
yeah. What is that like? Because there obviously is a reason the NHL players aren't going. They were a little uneasy, and it's, I don't know if it's the players, they want to go. It was the NHL. What do you know anything about, just say you go to China and you test positive, what's going to happen to you? They just lock you up in the gulag, or like,
I mean, I don't, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure that 5-week thing was something the NHL played at to get the guys. But I mean, I don't, listen, who knows what it is. I mean, we're only going to know once we get boots on the ground there. But I mean, everything seems to be really, you know, we have all our orientation stuff about the village and everything's super safe there. You know, there's nothing, there's going to be no surprises. And I mean, I guess I don't think it's going to be as what they're saying. I mean, but who knows when we get there, we'll see. It's really one of those things. It's like, we'll see. And I don't really want to say something like, oh yeah, it's going to be this way. And then I get in trouble. So.
Well, I'm not going to get you in trouble. I don't want to do that. It's exciting. Your first game's in 10 days. You play Germany. Are you guys ready? How long have you been together? You're practicing. Do you know lines? Are you with my buddy, Maxime Noreau? I played with him for a little bit. The guy's an absolute dynamo out there. Like, what's that been like trying to get lines and forward groups? And give us an insight on that.
Well, I played with Noreau in junior together. We played. We grew up together. So, like, I've known him forever.
No kidding.
And, we played at the Spengler Cup together during the lockout and won that together. So it's fun to kind of be reunited. He went the last go around. And so it's nice to kind of pick his brain a little bit on everything that's going on. But, you know, we've been together for 7-8 days and practices have been great. You know, it's guys that it's not in the NHL, but a lot of these guys I think could still play in the NHL. And it's, again, it's all situational and where you end up and timing, you know, that as well as anyone. It's just, it's timing and being in the right spot and getting your opportunity. So, but you know, they put together a great team of guys across Europe and guys that are playing in the AHL in North America, a lot of college kids too. And, you know, I like the way we've looked so far. You know, the guys are hungry, you know, guys all have a chip on their shoulder. You know, it's a lot for a lot of us. It's a redemption story. So it's fun to go over there and play and represent your country as well. It just gives you a little bit of added appeal. So
you mentioned college. How's that Owen Power? He's obviously number one pick Buffalo. He's a stud. What's he like? Is he special or is he just like a little Jason Demers in the making?
Yeah, no, he's special. Like, I mean, it's one of those guys where, I mean, these kids nowadays, I don't know where they learned all this stuff, but he's just for a big man to move so as well as he does. It's amazing to watch him skate. He kind of floats out there for being, I mean, I didn't realize he was that big until I saw him off the ice and everything. Like he's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, and he's a great kid. I mean, he stays on the ice probably an hour after we're all off, just playing around and him and Kent Johnson and McTavish. And, you know, I was like, God, did I do that when I was 20? Like, was I there an hour after? Like, I don't know, maybe. I was like, maybe, but I wasn't doing the he's doing. Like, it's fun to watch. And he's a great kid too. So it's like, you can just see he's got the kind of the attitude and he's got the mindset, I think, that's going to take him a long way. So, you know, and obviously he's young, he's going to learn. And, but this is going to be a great experience for him and kind of, he's going to be a focal point of our decor and any way we can kind of help him. You know, there's a lot of veteran guys here that played NHL hockey games and that know the league. So, I mean, anything we can do to help him, it's we're definitely going to try because he's a great kid.
Of course you are. You're a consummate professional. What? So Claude Julien. I don't
think I've ever heard that before.
But no, I'm just pumping your tire. You're definitely not professional, but you're consummate.
No. Consummate, exactly.
So what's the deal with the coach? Julien gets hurt, and now you got Colleton coming in. Does that change everything or just nothing? Or is it just kind of, you know, steady as she goes?
Yeah, steady as she goes. Because, I mean, the plan was in place when they're all together and, you know, it may be a different voice, but you know, Claude was amazing sending us a message and, you know, the guys, we got him in our hearts and, you know, it's a bummer. He can't come with us.
What meetings do you go to? You said you had the IT meetings. Do you got to do all the security checks because you're going like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's just things we got to be aware of and things that like, you know, when we're using our, when we're using phones and making sure we're communicating, like just like team apps and stuff like that. It's really like basic stuff that you do anytime you come together as a team, like, especially for this tournament, just sort of like, we're all on the same page with communication. But I mean, it's always like, there's, you know, we're so many guys and it's sometimes things don't work and you're just making sure. And then it's just like getting a layout of the village and where we're heading. And it's like making sure we know that all our I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So it's just, and then it's a lot of team stuff, just making sure we're drilling the system and we know what's going on.
Are you prepping for the other teams? Like, are you doing scouting? Like, you play Germany, you play the USA, you're not going to prep for China. Are you watching or like scouting? Like, okay, Germany, they're this and that. They got,
Well, I think we're definitely, when we get over there, this seems to be more focused, you know, on us and making sure our game is ready and we're playing our way and we're, you know, we're not worried too much about that. And then once we get over there, I'm sure we're going to dive into all the teams and once we get closer. But I mean, we're just working out the systems and making sure we're all on the same page and we're all pushing in the right direction, as they say.
Could you ever believe you're going to be playing in the Olympics? Honest to God. Like,
I mean, hell no. I mean, I'd like to say, yeah, when I was a kid, but I mean, you kind of think at a certain point, especially playing, you know, up until last year, I was a NHL defenseman. So, you know, at that point, I'm like, I don't think they're knocking on my door to play the 5-6 role for Team Canada when if all the NHL players are going.
Oh, there's no chance. No offense, but like,
no, it's none at all. I mean, you know, it's a complete political game when it's the NHL, and I'm kidding. It's just,
it's all politics.
So many, it's politics, and when it's in the NHL. No, there's so many great defensemen in the NHL, and I mean, listen, it's there's some guys that are there that are they're studs, and I mean, it is what it is. You know where you are, you know your role, and that's how you get to hang around so long as when you know your role and you play your game. So, but you know, I was glad to be considered for this, and you know, it's part of redemption tour for myself. So I got to show, you know, a lot of people all over that I can still play. So
were you nagged by that back injury? Cause that's not like a small surgery. Like, you must've known your back was out of whack for a while playing with Arizona the last few years.
It was more something that happened last year. And you know, I didn't really see too much. And I mean, last year as a whole is, I won't get into that. Cause it's a whole.
Cause it was such a good year for you guys in Arizona. Like, it must've been just a blast playing down there. I've said it once. I'll say it again. You guys should have won the Stanley Cup. I know.
We were just, you know, one piece away, maybe, as they say. So, no, I mean, I don't want to get into that. I mean, technically I could, but I'll probably wait till post-tournament to come on and talk. But I mean, listen, it is what it is. There's as many horrible stories of guys' careers in the NHL ending and stuff like that. There's just as many great ones of guys having, you know, just great luck and being taken care of greatly. So it's like, you can woe is me all you want and say, you know, I got the short end of the stick, but you know, it is what it is, and things happen, shit happens. And, you know, I get to go to the Olympics now. So, I mean, for me, I'm like, okay, I mean, I'll take this is definitely a plus, and I never thought I'd be able to do this in my career. So to be able to check this off my list and is, you know, maybe things happen for a reason. So, I mean, I'm just going to roll with it and keep grinding.
Is this a highlight? If you come out of here with the gold, would this be the highlight of the career so far?
I mean, yeah. I mean, 100% would be the highlight. And then we're going right in the KHL playoffs, and we have a good chance to win that. So, I mean, that could be just one hell of a year if we double it up. So
imagine if you won gold and then won KHL championships and you get picked up by an NHL team and win a Stanley Cup, Jason.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about the timing.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know the timing, but yeah, I think NHL, I think the playoffs might be done by the time the KHL, but I mean, listen, well, one thing at a time here. So, I mean, I love our team, and it's kind of funny. I know guys say that all the time, but I mean, you've been on some good teams in terms of like personalities. When you come into the locker room and everybody's just like, we've been buddies for years. So that's like the number one thing to have when you're playing on a winning team, is to have that chemistry. And so we're going to take that, and guys are ready to go. And like I said, it's, we got a chip on our shoulder. So it's going to be fun to, I think they're saying it's the first time we're going in as underdogs in a while. So, I mean, we'll take that and we'll whoop some ass.
Who's your D partner? You got that lined up yet?
I think right now I've been going with, well, he's my partner in Russia too, is Mark Barbadio.
He was there in Montreal when I was there. I don't think I played. I think I might have played. Gosh, I played with so many guys, Jason. All those guys might know me.
I mean, I you're hard to miss.
Did you know when I left Arizona, I got offered a contract to go play in the Kunlun Dragons. And part of the deal was they would patriate me, make me a Chinese, and I would have played in the Olympics. But my wife turned it down.
Buddy, the guys here, like, when Kunlun's in Shanghai, like, the guys that talk here, like, they absolutely love it there. Like, they say it was, like, awesome. Like,
really?
You get treated, like, unbelievably. Like, just incredible. Like, I know Brandon Yip's been there for a while. And, you know, the guys say I know some guys here that played there or knew somebody that played there, and all the guys loved it there.
Yeah, they offered me a big, big dollar deal, like way more than I made the NHL. And my wife was like, there's too much pollution in China. I don't want to go. So,
I mean, have you seen the pollution in LA?
I have. That's why she didn't want me playing with the LA Kings. She turned that deal down too.
I like that though. Eco-friendly. I like that.
No, she just doesn't like China for whatever reason. I don't know. But that's exciting. Listen, well, let's get you. I don't want to keep you. Got your food. What are we having for dinner? What is Team Canada serving up for you tonight?
Oh, I mean, we don't miss a meal here, so it's great. They constantly keeping us fed. I just threw in a little extra, you know, just the water and a salad. Keep the
daddy's,
body tight.
Daddy's right. Got to stay light. You know what I mean? The Olympics are coming up.
The hips got to keep popping. That's
all right, man. Well, listen, can we get you on when the Olympics start? Maybe have a couple, like a check-in with Jason Demers.
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to be when we get there. Like I'm anxious to see. We'll probably have some more IT checks if we're allowed to do outside media. I might throw you through the hoops again.
That's all right.
Definitely right when I'm done, I'll give you a call and do a big recap and all that for you.
Do you know like what village you're staying in, if you're going to be with other sports or you're just Team Canada, how they're going to quarantine that off?
No, we're in a big village, but I mean, it's like once the main thing is just like getting everybody there and getting everybody negative inside the village. And then once you're in there, it's like everybody's on the same page. So it's kind of like the bubble in the playoffs.
Who are you looking forward to mingling with?
I mean, we're going to be probably with the guys most of the time. I mean, they're going to, I'm hoping to be able to go watch some other sports and if that's allowed, I think after a few days potentially, but I'd love to go watch a few other sports and, you know, watch the women's hockey, see them win and play some hockey. I think it'd be fun. And I mean, there's so many cool events out there. So, allows it and we have the time. I know I heard that's just great to see live. Those boys throw the rock.
That's unbelievable. I wish I was going with you, Jason. I honestly, I don't get jealous much. I'm a little jealous of you. That's so cool. You're going to have a jersey with your name on the back and Team Canada on the front. Like that's.
You'd have been in Kunlun. You'd have had your poster everywhere.
Oh my gosh. I would have been like Godzilla over there. They would have loved me. It would have been insane. Yeah,
you would have been. That would have been unreal for you to play over there.
Maybe in 4 years if they ever go back. But all right, buddy, I don't want to keep you. Let's be in touch. Right. Good luck with everything, my friend.
Right, thanks, man.
Thanks for jumping on. Good luck tomorrow. You play Sweden tomorrow or like a club team?
Switzerland.
I'm so bad with geography. They got any NHL guys on their team?
I think they got some ex guys there. I don't know the lineup per se. I don't know what's going to come of it, but I think Rafael Diaz is there and a lot of the Swiss guys that play out in the Swiss league. I mean, they're always fast and shifty and they work hard, but you know if
Jager's playing for the Czech Republic?
I don't think he made that squad.
He didn't make the cut.
He might not have. He might own the team now and he's probably coaching, but
I heard he was. Someone told me he was.
He's probably some way involved. I'm sure of it.
All right, Jason. Well, listen, I'll try to connect with you during the Olympics. If not, we'll talk to you afterwards. Thanks for jumping on, my friend.
Thanks for listening to Dropping the Gloves with John Scott, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from to never miss an episode. Delivered by DoorDash.